Bob, it seems like every good defense develops an identity. This is your third year now. Is there an identity to this Chiefs defense?
Well, you know, we really talk in terms of play like a Chief, you know, which is passionate, toughness, productive, grit. And we're always searching out those qualities in players when we look at them and evaluate them. And then we also are trying to, you know, develop those in our present players. And I think the guys have done a great job of taking those to heart. You know, the grit deal is huge. You know, when you get backed up in some of those situations, it is about the defensive calls, but it's really a mindset and a mental toughness and an approach. And we need to keep working those things. And as they become part of our culture, the way we do business, I think it'll produce the results we're looking for.
You're setting this tone without, some think, the best inside technique player in the league, without Dontari Poe. What are you getting up front from your guys, and as you evaluate and getting close to cuts, how do you handle it?
Well, I think, you know, one, you know, the guys that have had to step in there, like Jay Howard specifically, has done a real good job. We obviously got Mike DeVito back, which made a big difference, and of course, Derek Johnson. So, you know, we've kind of, you know, added, you know, back to the mix that we didn't have for most of the year last season. So I think, you know, hopefully we'll get Dontari back at some point here, and that's just going to be a plus for us because these other guys have had to step up. And I think the other part, guys have improved. You know, Alan Bailey's improved, you know. Justin Houston's played the run very, very well here during camp. And so when those players plus, and they give you a plus, returning players, it's really helpful.
Bob, we're staring at the first cutdowns, and then the second cutdown comes rapidly after that. Generally in the NFL, you'll get 25 guys. Now, I know that can vary.
Yeah.
How do you put together your defense?
Well, you know, that's, of course, the decisions are basically made with John Dorsey and Andy, and like who we're going to keep. We coaches, we have an input in the meetings and that when we evaluate the players. But I think, you know, one thing you always want to do is, as much as we'd like to keep every guy in defense, we realize that, you know, we're trying to put a team out there. And so whatever is best for our team, which to include special teams, sometimes a player, he might not be quite as good as this player at his position, but he's a much more valuable special teams player. So you got to go with that. And as a position coach or a coordinator, you got to be willing to live with that because that's going to produce in the end the results you want, you know, because this whole game is still about field position and where you start and where you end and what kind of, you know, opportunities you give the other side of the ball, you know, and so I always, you know, one, I got great trust in Andy and John and looking at our players and saying, this is going to make us a better team, you know, and like I say, if you went into any position coach's room, he's convinced these are the guys, you know, because you love those players you're coaching, but sometimes you just got to pull back and say, this is the best for our team right now.